When I was in high school, I thought I was invincible. I had all the cool friends. I went to all the parties. I stopped caring much about school. It was easy, regardless of if I tried or not. I had it all, until I didn't. My junior year, I was invited to one of those parties with all the cool kids. A couple of friends and I decided to take pills before going, something I had never done previously, but I figured it fit into this identity I'd acquired in high school, so I said try it. I mean, everyone else did it anyway. The pills quickly took their toll on me, and some friends at the party knew I needed to get home. Except to them, the best idea was to have me follow them home in one of the other friends' cars. Sparing the extraneous details, when I went to park the car, I slammed my foot on the gas instead of on the brake, and went barreling down the street in a car that wasn't mine into other cars that weren't mine. Based on the pieces of memories that I've strung together in the 8 years since, I remember being in a police car, my parents picking me up, going to the hospital, and then landing myself in the psych ward for 3 days. Word to the wise, telling the hospital staff you want to die after seemingly purposely wrecking a car is not a good idea. After my stint in the psych ward, I hesitantly returned to a school divided. Those who stayed my friend despite what had happened, and the other half of the school who hated my existence for wrecking my now ex-friend's car. Cars can be replaced, as his was, but my life cannot. After that night, I no longer thought I was invincible. I realized having cool friends and going to parties was not all that, because it can all disappear in an instant. I focused on being a truer version of myself, a version that cared less for the approval of others and who stuck to her friends that were loyal from the beginning. I was lucky to not lose my life that night, but I was also lucky to have lost that version of myself who tried way too hard to fit in.